Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with Kia. Peace of mind comes as standard with a Kia 7-year warranty.
Talk to Joe on 1850-715-815.
I mentioned Joe at RTE.ie, 5155 in Washington. I mentioned yesterday the programme More or Less on BBC Radio 4, which deals with stats and it deals with statistics and it fact checks things that politicians have said. But on Wednesday morning's programme, they spoke to Sir David John Spiegelhalter. He's a British statistician and he's Winton Professor of the Public Understanding of Risk in the Statistical Laboratory at the University of Cambridge and a fellow of Churchill College, Cambridge. And he's highly, highly regarded. And he basically did a breakdown of the coronavirus for under 19-year-olds. And he said, now, this does not take away from the children that have died, but he said the risk for under 19-year-olds is infinitesimal compared to over 70s. Infinitesimal. And it was a really, really scientific, strongly argued, he was arguing for the reopening of the schools, basically. But it emerged earlier last week that the number, the very, very few children who have got CV and who have ended up in hospital had developed what was known, what was very similar to a Kawasaki syndrome, a Kawasaki disease. And we wondered what this is. Peter Mulvaney. Peter, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Joe.
You more than most can tell us what Kawasaki disease is. Why?
Oh, my God. Well, my younger son, in 1986, we'd moved back into a new house in Marino.
Okay.
And the furniture started to dry out. There must have been animals droppings on it, but however, he developed this rash, mm-hmm. Joe. Mm-hmm. And I tell you, when I was watching the CNN only recently, I seen they were talking about this Kawasaki-like syndrome. But when I seen the rash, I said, my God, that's Kawasaki. But however, he started getting pains in his stomach. The rash started to develop all over his body.
Okay.
The temperature went right up to what it must have been over 12. But anyway, it was very high. So we decided, the lips and all were going as well too. The hands and the feet, the skin started to fall off. So we were advised to go into Temple Street.
Yeah, of course, yeah. And what age was your son then, Peter?
He was just two.
Oh, wow.
Just over two, you know.
Oh, my God.
And when we brought him into Temple Street, we were told that it was measles and take him home. So eventually it developed. The temperature started was, because we couldn't do anything. We didn't know what the hell was going on. And we decided to take it back down to Paddy Spitt. Paddy Spitt was the doctor down in Fairview.
Okay.
Paddy said straight in, straight back into the hospital. So again, we were pushed back again. So I took him back to Paddy. And Paddy's surgery over in Ballymun at the time, and he says, get home, I'm going to get an ambulance. So they took the ambulance took us into, or took him into Cherry Orchard, up behind where you were.
Okay.
They couldn't figure out what it was, and it took them, they brought in a Dr. Taylor from Temple Street Hospital, and this young doctor, God bless him, it took well over a 24-hour period, and they came back in, and they told my wife and myself, they think that he had Kawasaki. And we thought it was the motorbike disease.
Yes,
what the hell was this? They said that then they described what was likely to happen, what was going on, that would affect every organ in the body. So we went home, and he was in the hospital in Cherry Orchard for a while, and then he was transferred to Harker Street. Then he was removed, he was released. But when he was taken home, when we took him home, mm-hmm. After about a couple of days, the spleen then started to enlarge. I mean, it became really enlarged. And he was taken back into Harker Street. He was in Harker Street for a couple of weeks. I think about 2 months altogether. But they then described what this disease was all about. That in actual fact, it would go through every organ in the body. But what they were worried about was the heart.
Of course.
And the only way that they could treat it, well, we were instructed to give him Calpol. That was the idea, to keep the temperature all down. So we were left After taking him off to Crumlin Hospital, we were told then that, yeah, he should be all right, but we'd have to keep an eye on him.
Two quick questions, Peter. One, was the child in pain?
Yeah, he was in pain all the time.
Oh, the poor, 2 years of age. And two, what was the treatment regime? Were they giving him antibiotics? Were they?
Yeah, I don't know the whole story in relation to the antibiotics. I do know that they gave them, put them on a drip. So I'm assuming that they were giving him that. But the antibiotics would only deal with some part. They had to keep the temperature down.
But he did recover.
He did recover.
Thank
and
God.
That was grand.
And he went on to do, what was it, engineering? What did he do?
Yeah, he was in engineering in UCD. We won't mention now what he's doing now.
I don't
now
know about him.
Right, but he was doing engineering in UCD.
And along comes 2004.
Correct.
And what happened then?
He was all in the back room. He says, "Dad," he said, "there's something wrong." And the red rash was on the feet. The mouth and the pink tongue. And the lips were swollen, and he was losing the skin was starting to peel. So we directly, he went out to Frank, Dr. Frank O'Driscoll down, Brian's dad was down here, sent him up to Bowman, straight up to Bowman. And Grant Cairns there, who's the rheumatology, I think, consultant up there, then dealt with, he gave her a history, you had Kawasaki. Yeah. So immediately they put him on the antivirals, you know.
He recovered from that, thankfully, as well.
At the moment, yeah. Great. But there was always a concern about the heart.
Stay there, Peter. Suzanne Kelly. Suzanne, good afternoon. Kawasaki.
Good afternoon, Joe.
Visited,
how are you?
Good. Visited your family as well.
It did, Joe, yes, unfortunately.
PJ, what age was PJ when he got it?
PJ was 4 when he got it. He's 6 now, so it's 2 years ago. Like your caller, the first symptom that PJ showed was a crick in his neck. So his neck was stiff.
Yeah.
Gave him, Calpol, the usual. I wouldn't be a panicker by nature. It wasn't getting better. So we went to GPs and... he wasn't showing any, symptoms that they'd be particularly looking for. Ears, nose and throat were clear. We tried the over-the-counter meds, but that was on a Monday. But by Wednesday, you couldn't even touch PJ without him screaming in pain. So he was admitted to Waterford Regional Hospital. We're down in Waterford. And... about 2 o'clock on Wednesday, his blood showed that he was had very high inflammation markers, and that he was very sick.
Yeah. And when did the word Kawasaki arrive?
We didn't hear the word Kawasaki till the following Saturday, so I think it's probably a case of ruling stuff out, Joe. They would have put him on high dose of antibiotic because he had a very swollen lymph node in his neck. But by 6 o'clock on Wednesday, PJ couldn't walk. And by 8 o'clock, he was back in nappies.
He was in an awful state. You must have been up the walls.
Absolutely, Joe, because for anyone that knows PJ, and he's downstairs listening to me with his twin sister, Neve, PJ has very bright blue eyes. And Wednesday... Thursday and into Friday, the light was just fading from his eyes. He was in constant pain, temperatures of over 40 degrees. Now, he was being medicated. They tried their best, but nothing was working. And on Saturday morning, thankfully, a paediatrician came in who had seen Kawasaki before. And he said to us, if I'm right, and I'm 99.9% sure I'm right, you'll have your little boy back tomorrow. And I said, if you're wrong, and he said, look, we won't talk about that today.
That's a lovely way of
putting it. So they treat him with a donor plasma. So big shout out to all the blood donors. And it's fed into a drip very slowly over 24 hours. And the Kawasaki disease children are given special care then. He had his own two nurses. And by Saturday evening, his eyes were opening. We promised him if he got better, we'd take him to Legoland, which we did in October. But again, you have to wait then 6 agonising weeks to see if their heart is okay. Yeah. Thankfully, in our case, it was okay.
And has he, your blue eye, your gorgeous blue eye boy downstairs, has he fully recovered?
He's left with a lot of joint pain, which seems to be a very common factor from Kawasaki disease.
Okay, let me just say with Suzanne and Peter, Michael O'Brien has come. Michael, your son Jacob.
Yeah, that's right, Joe. 2016, myself and the wife had went away for our anniversary, and my mother rang and said, look, we think he has chicken pox, you know. Uh-huh. So when we got back, we went up to him on the couch, and he was his skin around his fingers and in between his toes and the bottom of his teeth were all peeling off, and it was like scabs on him, like, you know, horrible looking things, and to touch and everything. And he was only 16 months, so he couldn't tell us what was wrong with him, you know. And his tongue was swollen, his lips were chapped and peeled, and his temperature was like 30. She had given him Calpol, but his temperature had gone back up to 39, so we brought him to the hospital, and they thought it was infected chicken pox, they said. So we couldn't do anything, just give him Calpol, they said. And the next day, you know, we didn't feel right about it, so we brought him to the local GP in Greystone there, Nick Breen, who so happened to be a paediatrician beforehand, before he was a GP. And he said, look, I think it's this thing called Kawasaki.
So, which you had never heard of.
I'd never heard of it in my life. Like the other caller said, that all I knew was the motorcycle, you know.
Yeah.
And so we were then said, look, I'll give you a letter of urgency to go to Crumlin straight away. So we brought him to Crumlin Children's Hospital, and like doctors were coming back and forward all day looking at him and taking urine samples, and we were there for must be 10 hours there.
And did he fully recover?
Yeah, well the doctor in Crumlin, the infectious disease, Karina Butler, she said, look, it's this thing called
Kawasaki,
and they gave him immunoglobulin for 7 days, and they had to do echocardiograms intermittent over the course of the next couple of years. But thankfully, like, there's no long-lasting effect. It doesn't seem to be, anyway.
Okay.
You know, still relatively unknown.
Okay. First of all, I'm regret that your children got it, but two, and this is the message, because there was, and rightly so, there was descriptions of Kawasaki last weekend, but there's three people, three families that have lived through it and come out the other side. So I really appreciate your contact. Peter Mulvaney, Suzanne Kelly and Michael O'Brien. Thank you all three. 51551, wash your hands.
Thanks, Joe.